But we are a little bit of cricket loving fans around here. We think it's magnificent. The Big Bash finishes tonight at Marvel Stadium in Melbourne, if you don't mind. Looking forward to that. Perth Scorchers hosting the home game at Marvel against the Sydney Sixers. And Matt Mason is the Scorchers bowling coach who joins us on the line. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
We are well. Nice to have you with us. It's been a dominant campaign by the Scorchers. It's not unfamiliar in Big Bash cricket, it must be said. Is it as good a performance as you've seen from a team in your time in Big Bash?
Oh, I think with everything going on around us, it's been an absolutely amazing performance to get to the big game. I think we all left Perth about 50 days ago, and knowing that we wouldn't be able to get home. And I think the way the lads have tackled all that stuff with COVID and all the shifting of schedules and being away from family and then playing the game of cricket itself, it's just been incredible. They've been an amazing group, and they deserve to be there today for sure.
So have you been able to sort of hang out together through the off days? I mean, as you said, you've been away from home for almost 2 months, which is quite remarkable for a domestic competition. But how have you kept it fresh? How have you kept the team on edge and happy and all that sort of stuff?
I think it started a lot easier than it sort of became. When COVID sort of started to infiltrate the competition, things became much harder. So actually, yeah, we've been the last sort of month, we've been sort of training and then isolating from each other and staying in our hotel rooms, and you know, we can't really see each other. We just didn't want to take the risk, and it's probably been the right thing in hindsight because we've managed to get through relatively unscathed compared to some teams. But that's been tough but also necessary. And then I think the cricket training environment we've created, particularly under Adam Boge as head coach, we've made that a lot of fun. We've taken a lot of pressure off. We've tried to make that in itself the fun part of the day, because it's guys getting out of their rooms, seeing each other, doing what they love. And I think that's been really, really important to keep the guys' spirits up. And so I'm sure when we walk off the ground, whatever the result today, we'll all fall in a big heap and go, thank goodness that's done.
Were you concerned, Matt, that it might have unravelled there at one point, considering what you've had to endure?
I think when we had a couple of little cases ourselves, it really does hit the panic buttons, potentially the coaching staff, because the way that COVID seems to work, you get one case, suddenly you got five. But we were very lucky that we only had sort of two or three cases throughout the whole tournament. So it's an amazing thing. You get up every morning, we have to do these rat testing things every morning, and you're quite nervous. You wake up every morning going, right, am I going to be good today? And is everyone else going to be good today? And messages go around the group, everyone fine? Yep, everyone's fine. And then you move on. It's been a very, very different experience.
Because we often talk to coaches who talk about that, I guess, that nervous energy, and sometimes it can actually flatten players ahead of a performance if they're too concerned about, I guess, things they can't control or just general nerves. So again, even factoring what you've just talked about now, it makes it even more remarkable what you've been able to do.
Yeah, and I actually think the communication's been terrific. So Ashton Turner, our captain, who's led absolutely brilliantly this year, has been huge on just his communication with the group and managing the expectations and all that sort of stuff, almost taking the pressure off. So as much as some of the other stuff, like you said there, that we can't control, sort of creates some apprehension, I think the cricket hasn't. That's actually been seen as the opposite of that. This is the fun thing to do. So I think that freedom that he's given the playing group is what's got us through so far. So and that's no different. His messaging last night when we trained was, again, a lot of fun, very upbeat, really looking forward to the day. Whatever the result, let's go out and have fun. And that message has been consistent, and I think the lads have really enjoyed it.
So your role with the bowling group matters as bowling coach. I mean, you've got probably, arguably, the best bowling attack in the competition, and have had for some years. You've got great variation, you've got great experience, and just great skills. So what do you do to make the likes of Berendorf and Ty and Richardson and Agar and Hatsoglu better?
Yeah, well, the great thing about the group, and I think this is why they've had success, is they are really open to getting better, and that's all you can hope for as a coach. They, at no point have any of those players you just mentioned sat back and not carried on working on their game. And it could be subtle stuff. Like with AJ Ty, it's sort of been, you know, consistently trying to keep his ball speed high to make his slower ball more effective. Ashton and Peter Hatsoglu working together, it's been fantastic to see, because we've not often had that sort of spin-twin sort of thing, if you like, and they've worked together in training a lot and got to know each other, and Dorf's always working and tinkering with things. They're just a great bunch to work with, and I learn a lot from those guys as well, because this is only my third season of Big Bash, and what I've learned from that bowling group in the 3 years has been also great for me as a coach. So I think the fact it works both ways is brilliant.
Do you know what you're up against? We're going to speak to Greg Shepherd shortly. Do you know what team you'll be up against tonight?
Not sure yet, but I think whatever happens, knowing the Sixers, T20 cricket can often be decided by one individual's brilliance. So we're not going to be complacent at all, whatever team comes up. I mean, they have some fantastic match winners in that side, and we just have to go out there and again, control what we can, control the way we play the game, stick to our strengths, and hopefully that's good enough on the night.
Marvel Stadium is very different from the venues over there in the West. It's seemed to become a venue that the players really enjoy playing on from the Scorchers. What is it about Marvel Stadium and the wicket and how it all operates there?
Yeah, as you know, you're absolutely right. It's more like the Wacker Ground, which all our guys are used to playing on, and we had a great record at home last year.
Yep.
Knowing what was likely to happen, we spent a lot of time training away from the Wacker in preparation to play on the Eastern Coast, where we've notoriously struggled. So we had really good prep to play on these Eastern States wickets. And Marvel, I think, just suits the way we play. We've had a good record there of 4 wins. I think that surprised us, to be honest. And, you know, it's guys get great confidence when they have positive results somewhere. So it was a bit of a no-brainer, really, to sort of win the ability to host the final. We were always going to play it there. And we know the ground well. And it's just a feel-good for us as well, so that's important.
And what's the preparation like today? Do you go for a bit of a net this morning somewhere and get a bit loose, or do you let the players do their own thing and we'll see you later on?
No, we trained last night from 6 till about 8 o'clock. The roof was closed, as it probably will be today with the weather around, so that was good to get used to that. And then the guys today will have their own time just to prepare how they want to prepare. And then that's how we've done it all campaign, and we're not changing anything just because we're playing in a final, so we've been really consistent with the way we lead up to the game.
Well, it's been an unbelievable campaign.
It has.
So far.
It has. It would go down as one of the great performances in Australian team sport, I think, and you're going into the game as obvious, clear favourites. I've got to ask, has Mitch Marsh bowled anything in the nets in the last week or so, Matt?
No, it's probably unlikely that Mitch will bowl. We're not 100% sure. He didn't roll the arm over at training, but he's feeling very good. Like, he was doing his high-speed running and stuff like that without any discomfort. But he doesn't do a lot of bowling in preparation anyway, so it's hard to tell. But the great news is for us that he's playing, and we're really looking forward to that.
Well, we're looking forward to the game tonight, and we've certainly enjoyed the Perth Scorchers campaign all the way through this, and we look forward to seeing how you go against the Sixers tonight, whatever they look like, in the final of the Big Bash. Matt, we appreciate your time this morning. Good luck.
No, pleasure. Thanks a lot, guys.